once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay. And I'm your host, Craig Wells. And we're having another great day today. I want to talk to you today about a gateway into the heavens. Now, me and one of my good friends, Minister Paul, was sitting out in the back talking yesterday, and we're talking about all the different gateways into heaven. Now, don't get me wrong when I say all the different gateways into heaven. Every gateway I'm talking about is you, first of all, being seated in Christ Yeshua, because he is the gate master. He's over every gate. He is the gate. He is the doorway. But as you go into him, then there's other portions of the heavenly realm that opens up to you in the heavenly realm as well as in the earthly realm. And even to open up that portal of heaven, there are gateways, like I've told y'all about the Our Father. I'm telling you, this ain't part of my podcast, but if you could engage the Our Father, not like you did when you were growing up in religion, but out of the spirit of the Hebrew living letter Gah, the spiral staircase, you will see that the Our Father is an open gateway into the heavens through the blood covenant of Yeshua as you are seated in him. Man, I want you to really receive that. I mean, this thing's just vibrating through me right now, even though that's not what I was going to talk about today. But once again, though, it is a gateway. Of course, you being seated in Yeshua. One of our mature growth that we must learn is that we are in Christ automatically. You've been born again, born from above. You're inside of Jesus. I don't need to say that I'm in Jesus. I don't need to say in Jesus' name because I'm seated in Jesus' name. Nothing wrong with saying in Jesus. Nothing wrong with saying in Jesus' name. But it's kind of like a double whammy. You know, it's like I'm saying it. What am I doing? Reminding myself? Or do I not recognize that I'm seated in Christ Yeshua at all times? I'm seated on the throne of heaven in God through Christ Yeshua's invitation, because the Bible says he has invited me into his throne because I'm an overcomer, not because I have overcome, but because he overcame. Therefore, I'm an overcomer. That's why he says, be of good cheer. I have overcome. Why? Because I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. See, I live, even though I'm crucified. But not I, but Christ lives inside of me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. So if I'm crucified with Christ, I'm also resurrected with Christ. And if I'm resurrected with Christ, I'm also ascended with Christ. And if I'm ascended with Christ, I'm also sitting at the right hand of the Father with Christ. Now, this is all in the spirit world and in the natural world at the same time. But if you don't recognize it and don't focus on it, that gate's always there, but you won't know to go into it. Or you'll be one of those that are on the other side of the veil praying and hoping, oh, Father, I hope I can go in. I hope I can go in. And Jesus is saying, but you're already there. I've already paid the price. You've already received me. Your name is already in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're already my son. You're already my daughter. You're asking for something you already have. That's why the Bible says when you pray, you don't get your answer back because you pray amiss. And I used to think that was, oh, we pray amiss because, you know, we're praying, oh, we must be praying for money and God don't want to bless us with money. Or we must be praying for a big car, a big house, and God don't want us to have that. That's what religion used to teach us. That's what they thought amiss was. Oh, we're praying out of the will of God. No, you're praying blinded eyes, not recognizing of who you are in Christ Yeshua. That's why you and I pray amiss. The moment we don't recognize who we are in Christ Yeshua, we are seen from the wrong perspective. That doesn't always mean sin. It doesn't always mean we're doing something wrong. It just means we haven't had the full enlightenment to our spiritual eyes to recognize the fullness of who I am, who you are in Christ Yeshua in that situation. So therefore, a lot of times when we pray, we'll pray these ways that we were taught, not recognizing I am in that already. So that all came out of me telling you about a gateway, because a lot of religious people would be like, oh, Jesus is the only way. Well, if you understood what I'm talking about, or as you understand what I'm talking about, you'll realize everything I'm talking about is you being first and foremost seated in Christ Yeshua, which is the gateway. We don't do anything that we're not seated in Him. We don't do anything that He's not headship over. We don't do anything that His blood covenant is not applied, and that the Holy Spirit is not wrapped around and leading us. So you have to take that as an assumption, knowing who you are. So therefore, I can go through that gateway of the Our Father, or the one that I'm going to talk about today, which is the joy of the Lord. You know that scripture that says the joy of the Lord is your strength? And I'm going to tell you something. Joy is not like peace. Peace has a feeling and peace has a knowing, but joy has an expression. You can go through a horrible time and have peace, and even though you're in sorrow of feeling and expression, you know it's going to be okay. That's peace. That's the peace that God gives that passes all understanding. It doesn't mean it always takes away the pain. It doesn't mean it always takes away the grief. It doesn't mean you won't walk through the fire. But what it means is somewhere deep down inside of you, you have that knower that everything's going to be all right one day. That's called the peace of the Lord. But joy is an expression. I'll tell you, okay? I'll use the natural realm joy. If you ever watch me eat a Five Guys hamburger with French fries and a chocolate malt, you will see joy. I don't know what it is. That combination brings to me joy, brings to me pleasure to my taste buds, and I light up like a little kid. Or every so often, not always, many years apart because you got to pay for the thing, I love buying a new car. There's just something about a new car off the showroom floor. I don't get to do it much, but I've done it a few times in my life, and it's like, wow, it's just a joy. Now, I'm not holding to that, he's after money. No. Listen, I bought an Escort. I remember this. It was one of my first brand new cars, and it was this old Ford Escort. I say old, it was actually brand new, and it was very inexpensive compared to cars at the time that just came out. I was so happy. It brought that joy. I love that new car smell. See, that's joy. Joy brings an expression. I remember my first date with my wife. We wasn't married yet. Our first date, we went to Pontchartrain Beach. I remember like it was yesterday. We were in line, and she just grabbed me and kissed me. I got joy. See, joy is an expression. And the Bible talks about the joy of the Lord is your strength. So joy is not superseding peace, but it abides with peace. But joy opens a gateway to the heavens. Not that peace don't. Peace will open a gateway to the heavens, but peace will also give you peace in the earth and rest through your trial. But joy gives you that, almost, I'd like to say, that instant gratification for those few moments. You know? Remember when you buy a brand new car? I don't know if you're like this. I know I was, even to this day. When I do finally get a chance to buy a new car, it's like, don't eat in the car. You know, you pick up the kids, you pick up the grandkids, don't eat in the car. You know, at least for the first, right? You say it for the first few weeks, but you know, as soon as you pick up your grandkids, they're like, bring me to get a Big Mac, or bring me to get a McDonald's meal or whatever, kids meal, right? And of course you're gonna go buy it and get the little toy and get the apple juice and let them, you know, have their little French fries and the apples and the hamburger, and you don't even care because it's your grandkids. Why? Because that joy superseded the joy of the smell of that fresh leather in that car. Now, I know this sounds simple, but see, joy is based on actions and perception. And a lot of people don't have joy, and they don't do things to motivate joy, or they don't know how to joy in things. When I was younger, I remember during some Christmases, I would get a lot of gifts. I had a really good family, very close-knit family. So everyone would show up. So if I just got one gift from everyone in the family, I racked out. But what I would do is I didn't want to open it right then. I don't know what my deal was. I would always take them up to my bedroom when everything was said and done. I would count them. I would unwrap them. I would look at them. I would set them. I couldn't even joy in them, right? because there was a fear there. There was a worry. I don't know what it was. Now, I grew out of that as I grew older. Now, I love presence and all that moment of joy. See, it's an action, but it's a perception. Because even though I should have been joyful, I did not know how to be joyful. So also, joy can be a learned response that you need to learn. I'm telling you, someone needs to listen to this because you don't know how to be joyful and you don't know how to make joy last. And it's important. It's healing to your bones. It's actually peace to your soul. Now, we always talk about going to the heavens, but you can go into heaven, but if you have a hurt soul or a miserable soul or a soul that doesn't know how to enjoy your life, like, oh, God, just get me out of here. I remember my granny. I love my granny, but boy, when testimony service would have, back in the olden days, they would have testimony service. She'd be like, pray for me that I could just make it another day. That's not a sign of joy. Now, this woman loved Jesus, seen angels, had visitations, did trance relocation in the spirit, ministered in other countries in the spirit. All the things I preach today, she did it before we ever even heard it preached. Years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. But she didn't have no joy. And she didn't understand the joy because all she ever focused on was how much the devil would try to fight her. Because what you focus on is what you amplify. Once you amplify, what will be in your life. So joy is also perceived value. You know, it's like everybody knows, you know, I've been with my wife a long time since we were 17. And then we got a divorce a little bit over 2.5 years ago. Then we got remarried a couple months ago. And it brought me great joy. And I have more joy now. Just watching her sit on the couch doing her homework because she's in college. Then I used to have joy doing anything with her. See, it's a perspective. I value her now. See, that's another thing. What you value will help you bring joy. And a lot of times we don't know how to value things because we don't have a lot of self-value. God wants to heal your self-value today. Because when you have self-value, you better enjoy and just sit back and enjoy things, you know? I was on the porch today sitting in the back with Minister Paul sitting here talking about the Lord. And it was just beautiful out there. My wife was in the house doing her studies. She's got so much study going on right now. She's in medical school and she's studying her brains out. But I had so much joy knowing that my wife's in the house doing the will of Yahweh, because it's the will of Yahweh for her to do these college courses and do what she's doing, sitting there with one of my best friends, ministering the gospel and shooting the bull as well, drinking a diet root beer. Just got finished eating my first meatloaf. I made meatloaf tonight, and the first time I ever made meatloaf. And I made meatloaf in a way you probably never made it. I stuffed it with tater tots. I like doing different stuff, and I threw cheese on top of it. It was pretty good. I don't think it was considered the meatloaf. I finally told my wife it was meatloaf shepherd's pie. I could also put corn in there too. But like I said, it was my first time. I liked to experiment. But it was joy. Why? Just to have that moment with a friend to sit and talk. See, we need to value things. You want to have joy, you want to value things. Stop looking at what you don't have and look what you do have, especially those wanting to go on the up here and walk with God, walk in the heavens, and you've yet to experience some of the deep things you've heard from all these great ministers. Don't judge yourself by what you hear from these great ministers. It will come. Rejoice in the experiences you have, but rejoice more that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That should bring you joy. We can't get so far from the basics that we forget the actually absolute things. My name, your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. That brings me great joy. No matter what goes on in this earth, when it's all said and done, whether hell or high water, whether I made it to the top or didn't get off the bottom, whether I hit every goal I wanted to hit or didn't hit none of them, my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. I am Abba's Father's son. You are Abba's Father's son or daughter. That's joy. Now, life itself may not always bring joy. I've had much pain in life. I'm sure you have as well. That's what everyone I talk to through all my years of life. I have a mixture of joy and pain, hurt and sorrow and victories. Sometimes it seems the hurt and sorrow leaves that lasting thought, but you don't want to dwell in there. You want to have that proper perspective of say, you know what? I'm going to cause joy in my life today. And I tell this to people all the time, go do something for yourself. I don't care if it's your favorite soft drink and apple pie. Like, I know I mentioned food a lot. Yes, I'm a connoisseur of fine foods. I'm from New Orleans. I mean, come on, this is what we're known for. Hubie's pies. Like, I love Hubie's pies. I don't really eat them anymore because they're full of sugar. I'm not diabetic, but I don't want to be diabetic. And I've had enough sugar in my whole life. So I try to stay away from sugar as much as I can. I'm not perfect at it yet, but I do try to stay away. But when I was growing up, they had Hubie's pies. I'm telling you, give me a Coca-Cola and Hubie's pies. I'm set for the day. Now, maybe that's what you need to do. Go bless yourself. Or go to your favorite movie. Or go hang out with one of your friends. Get out of the rut. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I know I'm speaking to someone, which I'm speaking to you. God is saying that if you can't find joy in your life, change your perspective and find joy within your life. You know, it's like, you know, I tell on myself, I'm, you know, like Minister Paul told me, he said, you're the most transparent person I've ever met in my life. I've always been like that. I have nothing to hide. I'm not a showboater. I love nice things. I'm human. I'm as great as you want me to be. And I can fail you as much as anyone can fail. I'm human. But it's like, you know, sometimes it's just the little things. You know, it's like I said, I was outside in the porch and drinking my root beer. And my wife was in the house studying. And my personality, I want to be with her every second. But she got this responsibility she got to take care of. And the Lord was like, just have joy that she's home. And look at what she's doing. She's doing her father's business. God told her to go to the school. God told her to go get that degree. And I honor that. And so it brought me great joy and brought me peace. That didn't mean I didn't miss her, didn't mean I didn't want to be, but I changed my perspective so I could enjoy my moment instead of having my moment joyed by what I didn't have, sitting there hugging on my wife. So you can't always have what you want, but you can make joy out of what you have. By first of all, recognizing to be thankful. Be thankful. I know you want more. There's more to come. Whether it's the glory of the Lord, whether it's revelation in the Word, whether it's walking in the heavens, whether it's health in your body, whether it's money in your pocketbook, whether it's homes, lands, cars, or all the things that you need in this life. I know there's always more. But rejoice and be thankful for where you're at on the way where you're going. It will cause joy. Joy will bring strength to your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. So as you change perspective into looking within and what you have and being thankful, finding ways of joy, adding joy, rejoicing in joy, watch joy open up the heavens for you and watch the spirit of shalom overtake you and watch the face of the Lord bless you and shine upon you. The Lord reminds me of that prayer, that Hebrew prayer about the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. May He shine His face upon you. May His glory rest upon you. Father, I thank you for these awesome, incredible people that's part of the Coffee and Cosmos family from around the world. I declare peace. I declare joy. I declare your love, your mercy, your grace, and the glory of your face to shine upon them. May they count their blessings. May they become more thankful, and may they find joy right where they're at. In Jesus' holy name. Heal their mind, their heart, their soul, their spirit, their body, their health, and their wealth, and their relationships. Right now, in Yeshua's holy name. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for touching their relationships right now, Father. I see that. Touch their relationships right now, Yahweh, with their family, with their children, with their loved ones, with their employees, with their employers, with those around them, with their church members, with their leaders, with their followers. Touch them right now, Father, in the name of Yeshua. I declare joy in their life. Once again, this is Segimah Bay, Samat Gogomo Ayen Bet Yod, Son of Light. Share this podcast with a friend, whether around the world or around the corner. Like us, subscribe to us, make us your favorite. I thank you so much for doing that. And once again, I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.